Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 27th day of February. Prepper tip of the day. I'm doing this myself. I'm going to be putting 3 items on eBay this week. Sell your dust collectors. Most Americans, most of the time, have what I call dust collectors. Anniversary gifts, wedding gifts, birthday gifts. Stuff that you needed at one time, you no longer use, haven't used for years, collecting dust in your closets, attics, basements, garages. Hey, turn them into cash. Set up an eBay seller's account, a PayPal account, get yourself a digital camera if you don't have one. You're going to have computer access, obviously. And this could actually become a whole new stream of income for you. eBay is the world's largest marketplace. There's nothing else even comes close. So that's your prepper tip of the day. Talking about self-defense here, if you got a question or comment, you're certainly welcome to call us at 800-313-9443. Yes, I am a big advocate of revolvers for novices, and just because you own a semi-automatic pistol does not mean you're not a novice. If people want to own a semi-automatic pistol, well, I would say get yourself 1,000 rounds of ammunition and go to the range and go to the range and go to the range. Seriously. 1,000 rounds may sound like a lot, but it really isn't. Over a period of a couple of months, you should expend that 1,000 rounds to get another case of ammo. That's how important this is. You need a good foundation to work from, regardless of the firearm, rifle, shotgun, pistol, semi-automatic pistol, revolver. My students I have frequently, the gentlemen, they could be men in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 70s, or even 80s, the men frequently have bad habits that they learned inadvertently because they didn't have proper training. Where the women who have little or no experience with pistols, they don't come into my classes with bad habits. They don't need to unlearn something. And unlearning a bad habit, it takes time to do that so you can work, move forward developing the correct habits. It does take time to unlearn those bad habits. And something I've seen with older men and some women is using both trigger fingers on the trigger at the same time, shooting a pistol. It's very unnerving for the instructor. It's not necessarily a safety issue. It is going to degrade your accuracy because you cannot possibly have a good trigger pull using two fingers. That's just not going to happen. I don't know for a fact how that begins, but typically I think it begins with the 70 or 75-year-old man. When he was 5 years old, his father or grandfather had him shooting a firearm, a pistol, and they weren't strong enough to pull the trigger with one finger, so they used both fingers. And they're still doing it now, 50, 60 years later. It's a habit that's hard to get over. And I also see people shooting semi-automatics. They put the support hand on top of the strong hand that's holding the pistol. After I go through class and I do a demonstration of how dangerous that is, I show people how sharp the edges are on these slides that are coming back, as President Kennedy would say, with great vigor. And I tell them, if you put that support hand on top of the hand holding the pistol, it will cut you. And they do it anyway. We're out there on the range half an hour later, and they do it anyway, after my instruction not to do so, because that's muscle memory. That's another bad habit. Something else I see my students do, men and women both, they grip the pistol, and this is just a little .22, and of course caliber doesn't matter. They get a death grip on this pistol. I can see their fingernails turning white because they're gripping this pistol with a death grip. You do that for more than 3 or 4 seconds, the muscles are going to start shaking. They can't help but shake. There's no way you're going to hold that pistol steady when you got that kind of grip on it. That's why I have them put down the pistol. I have them hold up their wrist. And then I grab their wrist with my right hand. And I squeeze it the proper amount of pounds of strength to demonstrate what the proper amount of force is necessary to hold that pistol steady. And I'll go back and forth between a too strong grip with the white knuckles and a too loose a grip with them. And if you hold a semi-automatic pistol improperly, it's going to short cycle on you. It's going to stovepipe. Stovepipe means you got a empty shell that doesn't eject properly and holds the bolt open and jams. It's a jam is what it is. You need to have enough force going forward for that action to go backwards properly and eject that shell and put a fresh round in the chamber. So a limp wrist will cause issues for jams. Holding it too tight will cause issues because you can't possibly hold it steady with that death grip on there. You need a moderate grip, appropriate for the caliber. Now, obviously, if you're shooting a 44 Magnum, yeah, of course you need a tighter grip on it. It's probably going to be a revolver. Of course you're going to need a tighter grip. A lot of power there. Most of the time people are shooting 38s, 9mm, 45s, which require a moderate grip on that pistol to hold it steady, not let it get away from you. And looks like we got a caller on hold here, my friend Tim Spencer. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, morning, John. How you doing today, buddy?
No complaints. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to your show. I was sitting, you know, waiting for it to get over so I can make the YouTube video. One thing I'd like to bring up that has proven very effective for me in self-defense is role-playing, where you actually have, you know, like in my family, where we actually practice what happens if, you know, what to do and all that. And also de-escalation. Those two things to me are quite very important. You know, far be it from me, I mean, you're the expert, but far be it from me to say how things are done. But I have found having a good de-escalation technique and being able to think quickly. And also, you know, like with my wife, my daughter, you know, actually practicing scenarios, physically practicing them, makes a big difference. What do you think about that?
Well, what you're describing is what takes place in police academies.
I guess it is, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, it is, and that's excellent training, and if people can create those kind of training scenarios in their own group, that's an excellent thing also, and I would encourage people to do that.
Right. Well, that's what we actually do. And as far as de-escalation, I think the biggest key on de-escalation from my life experiences has been able to be to keep calm when somebody's holding a knife on you or when they've got their hand on a weapon. If you can keep calm during that and just talk to them and de-escalate, I've found that 9 out of 10 times personally that works, and be very patient. You know, it's much better to spend a half hour talking somebody out of committing a crime or hurting you than it is to go through what happens after you have to kill them.
Right.
You know,
right.
That's my personal opinion.
That's the optimal outcome, and if the situation allows, I would certainly encourage people to do that. If the situation allows, and you have the ability
yes,
to
correct.
Do so.
If.
Right.
If.
Right. Right. Right.
You know, for me, actually, using a weapon against somebody, I mean, that is my last option. In my mind, that means I've failed, in my mind. You know, I could go the rest of my life and never kill another living thing and be quite happy about it.
Right, right. Well, there's lots of things you could be dealing with out in public. You could be dealing with a person who has what I would call a loose grip on reality, where they're basically mentally unstable. They could be most criminals, while they're committing a crime, are consuming various substances, alcohol and or drugs, frequently a combination
right.
of alcohol and drugs, which changes a person's personality in dramatic, usually harmful ways.
Boy, doesn't it?
Yeah, and depending on the substance, you know. So there's lots of unknowns out there, but I agree with your premise that if you can de-escalate, that's certainly an optimal outcome.
Right. And a little bit of practice, it's not really that hard. I've actually done it in 4 real-life situations. As a civilian, and it worked every time. You know, there are certain levels and stages to it. You pretend to identify with the person. You try to reason with them. And only in one case has it come down to, look, you're going to lose your life if you keep going.
Right,
you know, I've never
right.
had to go that far, but one time, and that was right here in Salem.
Yeah.
But it feels so good to walk away from that. And knowing that you haven't had to kill anybody today.
Right, right. Well, that's, like I say, that's an optimal outcome, absolutely. Well,
yeah.
I appreciate your input there, Tim. Anything else right now?
All right. No, that's it, buddy. I just wanted to throw that out there for people
okay.
to think about.
That's great. We appreciate the call.
Right,
next, we go to Ty in Austin, Texas. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, John. Thanks for taking my call. Great comments by Tim. Boy, that's really nailing it there. I wanted to switch back a little bit to what you were talking about earlier with novices, give folks a couple tips, and I'm sure you thought of this before, nothing under the sun, right? But I've had a lot of success with folks, especially novices who have a lot of trepidation, people who are scared of the gun, getting them started on airsoft. And they sell all kinds of airsoft out there that look like the real deal. So that's a great way to get people started. And then if you can, get folks started outdoors, going into those ranges where high caliber rifles are going off, and it's just really loud, and it shakes people up. If you can ideally get folks that are new out to a range that's outside, and start them off with airsoft. That's a great way to break the ice for folks.
I agree. You know, I don't particularly care for indoor ranges or just a fact of life, especially if you live near a city. Indoor range is better than no range, but I really don't care for them.
I agree. You know, the one thing I found the indoor range excellent for is sighting and optics, because you can run those targets out to out and back and forth and all that. But otherwise, I could care less about shooting indoors. One other quick comment. And I think I brought this up not too long ago. I spoke to you a few weeks ago, but going to shoot at a range is great, a square range. But anybody who has not truly fancies themselves being ready to defend their lives has got to go take a class, preferably a two-day class, where you go through 1,000, 1,500 rounds of ammunition. You're taught how to take cover. You're able to exercise shooting on the move. Nobody is ever going to be able to stand in a perfect isosceles stance and prepare to defend themselves. It's just not going to be like that. You know, when the things go down, it's going to be awkward. It's not going to be usually on your liking. And if you haven't shot under a heavy duty amount of pressure as a civilian, you're not ready.
I agree absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you, sir, for taking the call.
Appreciate the input. We appreciate that, Ty. Thank you. And call number is 800-313-9443. Being shot at will change your life. Of course it will. At one point when I was in Vietnam, I thought it would be a smart thing to do to count how many times I was shot at in any given day. And then at some point it became pointless, because once I got to 10 or 12 times a day, it seemed really pointless to be keeping track. Ty and Tim both had some good comments, and there's lots to this, but it comes down to attitude and training, familiarity with these firearms, and getting over whatever concerns you might have, maybe even fears. I had the wife of a local police officer in one of my classes last year. She was fearful of firearms. She did not want to touch a firearm. When her husband, the police officer, would come home and set his duty weapon on the counter, she was hesitant to even touch it, to move it aside, to make room for something else on the counter. Did not even want to touch it. Here she is, my pistol class. Once I found that out, I handed her a 38 caliber Snub-Nosed Smith & Wesson and five snap caps. These are practice rounds. They're not real. They're plastic ammunition we use for training purposes. Don't do anything except take up space. And I told her the following: you're going to load this, you're going to put it in your pocket. She was wearing jeans. And we take a 10-minute break every hour on the hour. And I said, every hour, every break, you're going to take that pistol out, you're going to unload it and reload it and put it back in your pocket until we go to the ranch. Now, because I wasn't her husband, because she was paying $125 for this class, she did do what I asked her to do. In fact, her husband, who's a friend of mine, he showed up a couple of hours later, and he watched what I was doing. He kind of smiled, because him being the husband, he couldn't get her to do this. But myself being the instructor, I could. And by the time we were ready to go to the range, she had unloaded and loaded that pistol, I guess maybe five times. And which is more than she'd ever handled a handgun in her life. And she says, "John, I'm getting a bit more comfortable with this." And I was glad to hear that. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I was talking to Wes Peters the other day, and he continues to amaze me at the diligence that he brings to the table, the knowledge he brings to the table, and he really looks forward to helping all of you to understand and clarify your goals and achieve your goals. Right now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Swiss America tile there on the left side, you'll see all the brand new articles as of today. Wall Street's fear index drops the most in about 5 months as Trump spooks market watch, and many more, and many more. It's peace of mind knowing that Wes Peters has been doing this for 8 years, and Swiss America has been at it for 36 years. Go to my website, scroll down to the Swiss America tile, read what you need to read, and then call Wes Peters. Here's Wes's telephone number. It's 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. All right, we are back. Listen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 27th of February. Well, this situation with self-defense has become a big deal. We have some form of concealed carry available in all 50 states now. Some have constitutional carry, like Missouri now does. Others are very restrictive, such as California and New York and a few other jurisdictions where they have may issue concealed carry permits, where you have to jump through all kinds of hoops and convince the local authorities, either chief of police or a sheriff, that you should have the authority to carry a pistol. And so it's a wide spectrum of what's out there, what's available, a very wide spectrum. And it's you need to check the laws in your state. Now, in Missouri, in my home state, we had, as of the 1st of January, constitutional carry, which means you can carry anywhere in a state without a permit concealed if you're otherwise able to legally own a pistol. However, here comes the however. You knew that was coming. If you leave the state, that authority does not transfer and go with you. Now, there's a move in Congress And I'm going to see if I can get a hold of Larry Pratt today and have him come on one day this week and talk about reciprocity nationwide. That would be a real helpful thing. There's two pieces of legislation I'd really like to see passed. One would be nationwide reciprocity for concealed carry permits. The other would be the Hearing Protection Act, which would change the status of silencers, also known as suppressors, from being a registered $200 transfer tax item to where they're treated the same as a normal rifle, shotgun, or pistol, which means no more $200 transfer tax, no more 8 or 9 month waiting list to get your silencer. So I'll see if I can get a hold of Larry. He's the former head of Gun Owners of America. His son is now running the outfit, and see if Larry can come on and talk about those pending pieces of legislation. And I want to encourage all of you to support that legislation. If you don't belong to Gun Owners of America, I want to encourage you to join Gun Owners of America. National Rifle Association, same way. That's how your voice can be amplified. Seriously, that's how it can be amplified and have more effect and more impact. Set up a meeting with a member of your congressional staff. The odds of you meeting your congressman or congresswoman are pretty slim, on one hand. On the other, meeting face-to-face with a member of the congressional or senatorial staff is something that could happen. It could, if you choose for it to. You think you're getting off easy sending an email? Well, you are. And it'll get put in the list of emails supporting whatever you want to support. Ink on paper letter is better. A phone call, well, I don't know what impact a phone call is going to have. But the best thing to do, is, especially if you can get together several friends, is to set up a meeting with a member of the staff and talk to that person. Let them know you want to see the Hearing Protection Act supported by your congressman or your senator as a co-sponsor, that you want to see nationwide reciprocity. I don't have these bills in front of me. Nationwide reciprocity for concealed carrying. That your congressman or senator become a co-sponsor of that legislation as well. Not just verbally support it, but become a co-sponsor. That's where the rubber meets the road. Seriously, that's where it does. It puts it out there in the public. They can say anything in private. Oh, I support this. Oh, I support that. But when I become a co-sponsor, that's on the record. It makes it real. It makes it viable. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get an opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back. Listen, we're back here, more here on Monday, the 27th of February. It's Thursday. I'll be at the Holiday Inn, Eureka, Missouri, Holiday Inn Six Flags at Eureka, Missouri, with my friend Leon Green. We got a banner there on my website at thelibertyman.com. You're welcome to join us for dinner in the public dining area at 5 p.m. on Thursday, the 2nd of March. At 6 p.m., we begin a doTERRA meeting, and it'll be a lot of fun. We have a meeting room set up there, and that meeting starts at 6. There's no charge. You know, it's free and open to the public, obviously. No, I'm not buying you dinner. So, but if you want to come and have dinner with Leon Green and myself at 5 p.m. Thursday on March the 2nd, please do so. And we'll retire to the meeting room at 6. And I'm looking forward to getting education about doTERRA essential oils. And I hope that you will also. Last week, I took delivery of a fresh batch of brand new energy cleaners from my friend Tom Berryhill. Today, I hope it's today, maybe tomorrow, I take delivery from my mattress pad distributor of a bunch of new mattress pads. We'll get caught up with a couple of back orders that are waiting. I thank you guys for your patience. Get those out the door tomorrow or the next day at the latest, and be ready to get incoming orders out the next business day. That's always my goal,
is to get orders out the next business day. Sometimes there's a delay because of my mattress pad distributor can't get them out fast enough. But we get things out as quickly as we can. I use my energy cleaner every night. If you have arthritis pain or back pain, the energy cleaner will probably help. There's a 3-4% chance it won't. If it doesn't, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do, for me to you personally. It does not involve a third party. So most people these days are getting an energy cleaner. They're getting a mattress pad to fit their mattress, a full twin size, full size, queen, king, California king. Check it out. $285 shipping included for the energy cleaner. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free auto line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. If you live in an urban area and you're out and about, the chances of you being a victim of violent crime are certainly greater than being out here in the country where I live. Being out here in the country does not mean you're immune from being a victim of violent crime. It just dramatically decreases the chance. There's a lot of misunderstandings about what's a safe place and what isn't. And it's largely due to the media influence. These large, beautiful suburban shopping malls are some of the most dangerous places you could ever go, especially the parking garages. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. Because of the economic influence of the people who run and operate the shopping malls, they're able to keep the crime that happens on the premises out of the media, unless there's a murder. They can't stop murder from being, or a kidnapping, or someone really brutally beaten. But the purse snatchings, carjackings, car thefts, cars being broken into, yeah, they can keep those things out of the local media pretty well. And this is what I tell people, that these large, beautiful suburban shopping centers are incredibly dangerous places to go to visit. If it's nice weather, I don't park in a parking garage myself. Now, my automobile, I try to keep it from getting dings on the door, so I almost always park as far away from other cars as I can to prevent the doors from being dinged up from other people's car doors opening and banging on my car. Bad weather, well, of course I'm going to want to use the parking garage, if there is one, to avoid having to walk out in the rain or snow, whatever it might be. But I have situational awareness. I make sure there's nothing that can be seen inside my car that looks like it has any value. I may have an umbrella on the parcel shelf, but nothing it looks like it could have any value, because that's what the thieves, and I've watched thieves walk down the street looking in every car as they walk past it, looking for something of value that they could snatch and grab. A purse, a leather jacket, a laptop, whatever it might be. But you have to have situational awareness. You know, there's an old saying that women's liberation ends at the beginning of a dark parking lot. Women inherently know their vulnerability. The average woman is about the size of a healthy 12-year-old boy, about 5'2", maybe 120 pounds or so, 112, 150, you know, depends on the woman, obviously, about the size of a healthy 12-year-old boy. And the only place a woman that size can go toe-to-toe in unarmed combat with a healthy adult male is in movies. It's not going to, I don't care what kind of martial arts training you've got. That's the only place that's going to happen. I do encourage all women and most men to get at least an entry-level martial arts course. Now, it might surprise you or shock you to find out that in most police academies, most of the time, the police cadets get about 17 hours or so of hand-to-hand martial arts training. That's about it. About 17 hours. Some a little more, some a little less. But that's typically about average. It's not a lot, but it's enough. Most of these martial arts studios will offer street survival courses. If you want to sign up for one and they say you need to purchase a gi and dress up like a Korean rice farmer from two centuries ago, you're in the wrong place. Police academy, they don't wear gis. They wear workout clothes, sweatsuits, uniforms. Now, pre-puberty boys and girls think it's really neat to dress up like a Korean rice farmer. And God bless them. They're having fun. They're learning some skills. They're learning some discipline. And that's great. But if you want to learn street survival skills, you don't need to dress up like a medieval Korean rice farmer. You're there to learn the skills. That's what you're there for. Street survival skills. Now, for women, if the instructor is qualified, if the instructor is teaching the real deal, what they're going to do is teach you how to break holds and escape. Seriously. That's what they're going to teach you, how to break holds and escape. Now, in movies, Demi Moore can go hand-to-hand combat with a full-grown adult male, as she did when she pretended to graduate from SEAL training. The Navy SEALs I know, they laugh at that. And they, you know, come on, give me a break. A woman going through SEAL training and graduating? Hardly. But Hollywood can make anything look real, can't they? Ladies, you need to get this training. Now, men, if you've not been in some violent sport like wrestling or football, basketball to a certain extent, contact sport is what I was trying to say, a violent contact sport, you need the martial arts training just as much as women do. Now, all men can use it, but men who've never been in a violent contact sport such as football or wrestling, and like I say, to a certain extent, basketball, you really, really need that because you've never had the experience of being hit so hard you get knocked to the ground probably since you reached puberty. Most American boys and girls, at least the way it used to be, I don't know what they're doing these days, but pre-puberty boys and girls get pretty rough house in their play. I know I did. And we would roughhouse and wrestle and knock each other down and tackle each other and so forth. The girls especially, by the time they reach puberty, that roughhouse stuff almost always ends by the time a girl is around 12 or so, 11 or 12, give or take. So, ladies, you need that experience. You need that experience of being a safe, controlled environment where you're going to learn how to take a hit and fall because there's going to be so much force you can't help but fall, but you're going to learn how to fall so you don't hurt yourself, roll, and escape. That's one of the things I want to see happen when you take that training. If you don't, now, you may be surprised and shocked to hear what I'm about to say. If you don't, and you're confronted with a violent criminal, these criminals in jail, they practice these things. They practice how to strike a woman, how to strike an innocent woman to be able to capture her and then commit whatever crime they want to commit, whether it's carjacking or rape or murder, whatever it might be. They do practice these things, and they train each other in prison how to do it. Are you shocked and surprised? Well, don't be. That's the way it is. There's a lot of training that goes on in prison. Don't fool yourselves. Career criminals training other career criminals on how to gain expertise in committing crimes. That's my reality. I don't know about you, but that's my reality. You think they pump iron to look good? They're going to get a contract for magazines, articles, photographs by looking good because they got a good muscle build? Well, they do it for two reasons. One, to be safe when they're in prison and out and about associating with who they associate, other criminals. They have a better chance of maybe being safe if they have more muscles. They also do it so they can be better criminals and commit their crimes more efficiently and maybe escape to commit another crime another day. Now, I've sat across the interview table from hundreds of men and women charged with crimes since 1973. Hundreds of men and women charged with everything from minor crimes to double homicide. Very few of you listening to me have ever done that. Well, I've done hundreds of times. And the attitude of these men and women is different than normal people. They don't think the same way you and I do. I had one criminal give me in excruciating detail the exact vehicle he was going to steal next as soon as he was out of jail and had the opportunity. He told me the year and the make of the car, the outside color, the interior color, even the color of the piping on the seats, the engine, the transmission, in great detail, the car he was going to steal. And he's quite proud of it. He was describing it the same way a man would describe a car he was going to buy. But his intent was to steal this particular automobile. And he was quite proud of it and happy to share his thoughts with me. I was part of his defense team. I don't recall what crime he was charged with at the time. May have been car theft for all I know. But I've had other criminals. When I would ask them the following question, if there was a major earthquake or hurricane or tornado or flooding, what would you do? And these men look me straight in the eye. They don't hesitate. John, I look at it as economic opportunity. John, I look at it as economic opportunity. That's why these people think. Now, if you find yourself in that situation, and it happened just the other day, the Oroville Dam situation, where looting began within minutes of the evacuation. Criminals knew that homes and the businesses would be abandoned. There'd be no police response. The roads were jammed up. Even if the police wanted to respond, they couldn't because the roads were so jammed up with people evacuating. The criminals looked at it as, quote-unquote, economic opportunity. All you people out there in that area, you know what I'm talking about. There's about 250,000 of you, probably some of my listeners. And it'll happen again. In fact, it's going to happen again in the Oroville area once these huge snows in the mountains start to melt here in a few weeks. Some of these places are measuring 20, 21 feet of snow. That's a lot of water. A lot of water is going to be coming down all at one time. It's up to you to protect your property. It's up to you to protect the innocent lives of your family. It's up to the police. The police will respond. They'll write up beautiful reports, take beautiful photographs, collect whatever the evidence there is, and you're left with your property gone, maybe family members injured, maybe family members deceased. The police have no duty to stop the criminal. if they happen to be there and see it happening, of course they will. But they have no individual duty to protect your life and your property. That's up to you. That's all. That's absolutely up to you. Now, property can be replaced. You got insurance, it makes it a lot easier. Lives, that's something else. There's no higher duty that a man or woman can have than to protect the lives of innocents. Maybe children, maybe a spouse, maybe an older parent. Here's our break. Be right back. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back. Listen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 27th of February. We got a full week ahead of us here. We will have Leon Green with us tomorrow. The second hour. And yes, you can join Leon and I for dinner at the Holiday Inn Six Flags St. Louis this Thursday, the 2nd of March. We'll have dinner in the public dining area at 5 p.m. At 6 p.m., we have a meeting room set up where we're going to learn all about doTERRA essential oils. I'm really looking forward to it because I want to learn about these oils myself. The little bit I've used them, I found to be a very great benefit. Wednesday, we should have Professor McCanny. I can't promise I'll have Larry Pratt, but I'm going to attempt to get Larry Pratt with us. Thursday, Tim Spencer should be able to join us. And Friday, Ann Morrison and Dr. Myers. A full week. And we're always willing to take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Got time for one quick call. Somebody does have a quick comment. I know you're busy. This is what it comes down to with my pistol students. Men and women, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, have careers, families, social obligations, family obligations. Add to that pistol training. Excuse me. Well, that's why I focus so much on revolvers, because of the dramatic less need for as much training. You still need to train with a revolver. Of course you do. But the training is more simplistic. The training is not nearly as arduous to get the skill levels you need. And I don't want to see people depending on laser sights. Do not try to substitute technology for training. You're going to depend your life on something that takes a battery? Excuse me? You're going to do that? That's not wise. No, not at all. Get your basic skills. When I'm teaching my grandchildren to use firearms and shoot a rifle, no optics. Iron sights only for the first 3 years. Iron sights only. About the fourth year or so, yeah, we'll start up. We'll get them into red dot sights. But they take batteries, don't they? And I want people to have, my students, my grandchildren, to have a good, solid foundation of basic skills before we move on to things that take batteries, which are great. I love all these sophisticated optics. I have them myself, and I use them myself. But I have a solid foundation in iron sights. That's what you need. A good, solid foundation in the basics before you move on to the high-tech stuff. I don't want to see people relying on these high-tech things. They're great. Absolutely. They're wonderful. They work. Make use of them. But get your foundation in the basics first before you move on to the high-tech stuff. It'll give you peace of mind. It'll give you confidence knowing that regardless of what happens, you can still function. You can still stop the enemy, stop the criminal from causing harm, from harming innocent life and causing harm to property. That's some peace of mind, isn't it? Knowing you have those basic skill sets. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, your ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless America.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.